Report, Hunter Biden settles child support issue with London Roberts. By Christina Wong on June 21, 2023. Hunter Biden, 53, and London Roberts, 32, have privately settled their child support dispute in Arkansas, according to a report. The New York Post reported Biden agreed to pay Roberts $5,000 monthly child support payments for their long unacknowledged 4-year-old daughter Navy Joan Roberts, according to a source close to Biden. Roberts' lawyer, Clint Lancaster, told the Post that final terms were still to be determined and did not confirm the monthly payment agreement. The case is sealed, and these are financial terms that should never be disclosed, Lancaster said, adding that leaks to the media could derail talks and end up with Biden back in an Arkansas court on July 11. He added, "I believe that settlement is important to Hunter Biden. But, we have concerns that Hunter would use the settlement as a means to promote some agenda of his. There's always more that goes on in settlement negotiations than people realize." Biden had at first denied paternity, but a DNA test in 2019 proved he was the father. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden have not acknowledged the 4-year-old is one of their grandchildren. It's not lost on anybody that Jill Biden wrote a children's book and dedicated it to her grandchildren, Lancaster told the Post. She could have kept it at that, but she named every child except Navy. They hung stockings for the dog at Christmas but not for Navy. That is one of the saddest things. The president's son and Roberts met at a strip club in Washington, D.C., in 2017. She was placed on Hunter Biden's payroll for 9 months while Hunter was also in a relationship with his widowed sister-in-law Hallie Biden. News of the alleged settlement came the same day federal prosecutors said Hunter had agreed to plead guilty to 2 federal tax violations and 1 gun violation as part of a plea deal that will likely help him avoid any jail time. In that deal, Hunter will plead guilty to 2 misdemeanor counts of willful failure to pay federal income tax for 2017 and 2018 and enter a pretrial diversion for the felony gun possession charge. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.